Do you believe that denying Jesus three times is worse than adultery? I believe that. It's worse than committing adultery three times. To deny Jesus and say, I don't know him, is blasphemy. And blasphemy is worse than adultery. And yet, Jesus never prayed that Peter should not fall. He said, Peter, before the cock crows twice, you're going to deny me three times, and I'm not going to pray that you should not fall. Why is that? God's ways are not our ways. Turn to Luke 22. Verse 34. I say to you, Peter, Luke 22:34. I say to you, Peter, before the cock crows today, you'll deny me three times. You'll commit the terrible sin of denying Jesus Christ. But I'm not going to pray that you won't fall. You will do it. But I'm praying something else for you. Verse 32. What I'm praying for you is that after you fall three times, your faith will not fail. That when you hit rock bottom and you realize you're a hopeless, good-for-nothing person, you've reached a zero point in your life, I pray that you won't give up there. That right there, hitting rock bottom, you'll say, but my Father still loves me. Like the prodigal son, I'll get up and go back to him. That's the faith that would not fail. A faith not to fail is to believe that God loves me even when I've failed miserably. Is there somebody here like that? You've tried and tried and tried so long, and your whole life has been just a secret experience of failure that you're never able to share with anybody else. You look around in a church that preaches victory, and you hear about victory on Sundays, and Sunday after Sunday you hear the powerful messages, and you sit there and say, boy, this is for everybody else. It's not for me. I'm not like the others in this church. I'm just defeated, but this is a good church to belong to. I want to be here, but I better not let anybody know that I'm just thoroughly defeated. Thoroughly, thoroughly defeated. You feel like that? Well, this message is for you. The Lord says, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you who are a total failure, that your faith will not fail. Never mind how many times you fell into whatever sin, that your faith that God will still lift me up. God still loves me. Don't lose that faith, even if you've denied the Lord three times or fallen into some sin again and again and again. Maybe you've sincerely tried, but you've failed. I want to tell you in Jesus' name that God still loves you and He's praying that your faith will not fail. He ever lives to make intercession for us. Why did He want Peter to fail? I'll tell you. Because the guy was so proud. He said, even if everybody denies you, not me. Such people have to fail. You know, God tries to break us in many ways. He tries to break us through financial difficulties. He tries to break us through sicknesses. He tries to break us through difficult bosses, through difficult people, difficult neighbors, difficult relatives, and through fathers-in-law and mothers-in-law. You know, He broke Moses through a father-in-law. He broke Jacob through another father-in-law. Living with in-laws can be a tremendous way of being broken. And God did that with Jacob and with Moses. But when all these ways don't succeed, none of these ways are sinful. You know, financial difficulty, there's no sin in that. Sickness, there's no sin in that. Being irritated or troubled by a father-in-law, mother-in-law, there's no sin in that. But when all these ways to try and break you have failed, you're still the strong person. God says, then there's only one way to break you. you got to fall into sin. It's not God's will. It's never God's will that we should fall into sin. But that's His last method, when every other method has failed to break strong people, He allows them to fall into sin, and He will not pray that you should not fall. That's what happened to Peter. Okay, Peter, you got to fall. I've tried every other method with you. It hasn't succeeded. You got to fall. And he fell. Then he was broken. He wept bitterly. That's why he went back to fishing. He said, no, not possible that I'll ever be an apostle again. Finished. I'm going back to my old trade. And that's when Jesus came and commissioned him again and said, Peter, do you love me? Peter's not the old Peter anymore. He doesn't say, if everybody doesn't love you, I love you. No, he says, Lord, I don't even know. I don't even know whether I love you. I can't say anything. I want to love you. Peter, feed my sheep. I'm commissioning you again. You're not to be a fisherman. You're to be an apostle. He was broken. He had come to a zero point. God filled him with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. That failure was his preparation for Pentecost. Many people don't realize. I know in my life, it was exactly the same. Total failure was the preparation for Pentecost in my life. If I'd only known that, I was discouraged. Most of the time discouraged because nothing seemed to be working. But God had a beautiful future for me, and He has for you too, I want to tell you in Jesus' name. And on the day of Pentecost, when God used Peter so mightily, the 3,000 people were Jews, were converted, baptized in water, and baptized in the Holy Spirit. I can imagine one of the apostles coming up and slapping Peter on the back and saying, hey, Peter, that was great, man. Your 15-minute sermon brought 3,000 Jews to Christ. I mean, bringing one Jew to Christ itself should excite anybody. Bringing 3,000 Jews to Christ and they take baptism and are baptized in the Holy Spirit. Wow! What a man of God you are. Peter said, I don't believe all that. I know what I did 6 weeks ago. I know what I did 6 weeks ago. I denied my Lord 3 times. I'm a hopeless person. But Jesus has done something for me, and I can never glory in it. If the Lord did something today through me, it's not going to go to my head anymore. It would really have gone to Peter's head. 3,000 Jews getting converted, baptized, and imagine if it happened to you, brother. You went and preached a brief sermon somewhere, and 3,000 Jews got converted and baptized in the Holy Spirit, you wouldn't be able to keep your head the same size after that. What was it that saved Peter? God had brought him to a zero point before that. And before God can use anybody mightily to accomplish wonderful things for him, he has to bring us to a zero point and then fill us with the Holy Spirit. That is God's way. So don't get discouraged. Say, Lord, bring me to that zero point quickly. Bring me to the place where I know I cannot make it, so that you lead me into this promised land where I don't trust in my own strength anymore. I trust you to give me victory. Let's pray. There is hope for everyone. While there's life, there's hope. So don't ever get discouraged. You're on your way there. Every failure is one step closer to that zero point. Say, Lord, I'm determined to go all the way with you. I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to get there. I'm going to enter the promised land. I'm going to enter into this Spirit-filled life. where Jesus keeps me from falling day by day, and it'll never go to my head. Where Jesus will make rivers of living water flow through me, and it won't go to my head, not even secretly. Heavenly Father, help us each one. You know, your purposes for us are beyond our understanding, but they're always for our good. Thank you for your ways that are perfect. In Jesus' name, amen.